Blog Talk Radio.
We all have overcome.
We all have overcome.
Let me
y'all. Good evening to everyone. The two songs that you just heard, Need a Little More Jesus from Erica Campbell. And before that, you heard Victory by Ty Tillett. And I just want to say good evening to each and every one of you. And I just want to say, let us magnify his holy name. I thank God for Jesus, the magnificent Savior of this world. I'm Prophet Shirley Kane with Win the Walk for Jesus Ministry, the ministry that helps the lost and the hopeless to find their way to Jesus. And I want to welcome all of you to word that's about to go forth. And I want you to know I really appreciate everyone that took time of their busy schedule to listen in today. And it is my prayer and desire that something be said that will encourage your heart while you're winding down, and that you can be lifted up from all the days precious, and you can be refreshed through the word of God. And I just pray that this word will penetrate and fall on good ground, and that you will be able to receive just what says the Lord. Amen. I'm going to play another song, and after that, I will have a word of prayer, and then we're going to get into the word. And this song is Amazing Grace by Rance Allen.
Amazing grace.
grace of God. I just thank God for that song from Rex Allen. God's grace is so amazing. But I just want you to know, before I share the word of God, and I do have a lot to cover, and I want you to please, please bear with me, because this word on tonight is critical to our everyday life, and God has given us the opportunity to get instructions for what's needed in this season, because things are about to unfold, and God is speaking, and we need to hear what God is speaking. I know many's going to turn their deaf ear to this word, but God has instructed me to release this word on tonight in this hour. And I want you to know that my heart is grieving because of what God is showing me and the things that is about to unfold. We haven't seen anything yet. Lord, this is real, and we got to get real. We got to get real. So I'm going to let me slow myself down. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to have a quick word of prayer, and then we'll get into the word. Heavenly Father, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I desire to walk in the Spirit on tonight, Lord. Holy Spirit, produce the fruits in me so that others can share with me. Grant me the desire to obey your voice and your word. Lord, I ask that you decrease me and increase you, that you would grant me discernment to avoid being deceived by the false spirits that may intercept into this word. Oh, God, we counsel every interception. We counsel every intervening. We counsel every high principalities in high places. Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Cover me in your blood, that this message will be controlled by you. And I trust my victory over the flesh tonight into the hands of the Holy Spirit as I let you take control of me. Lord, it is my prayer that someone come asking what I must do to be saved. And I pray, God, that strongholds will be released and captives be set free. In the name of Jesus, I do pray. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord, for that prayer. Thank you, God, for the songs that set the atmosphere in this word. And the scripture reading is going to come from Ezekiel, the 37th chapter, the 1st through the 7th verse. And then we're going to drop down to the 14th verse. And I'm going to be reading from the NIV. And it says, the hand of the Lord was on me. He brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord, and he set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that was very dry. He asked me, son of man, can these bones live? And I said, sovereign Lord, you alone know. Then he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. And this is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter in you, and you will come to life. I will attach your tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover your skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and I was prophesying, and there was a noise, a rattling noise, and the bones came together, bone to bone. And then verse 14 says, I will put my spirit in you, and you will live, and I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and have done it, declares the Lord. Thank you, God, for the word, and I pray, God, that this word will fall on good grounds and hearing ears. And what I want to talk about tonight is God's plan for the dead to live again. God's plan for the dead to live again. In this word on tonight, I want to share with you a power-packed revelation that's like fire being poured out into our lives, a revelation that should set us on fire and to help us to be encouraged no matter what our circumstances is. It's time for God's people to step out of their comfort zone, to recognize that we are in the last days and Jesus is returning soon. We have to stand up and be a people who will not only stand in the gap, but take the authority that has been imparted to us by our Father. And we have to be mountain movers. We need to stop feeling sorry for ourselves, for the position that we're in, and take responsibilities for our own actions. We need to repent. We need to renounce that's not of God. And we need to receive the true word of God so that we can be set free, so we can go out and free up the dead and the hopeless. We need to be filled with fire. We need to take every problem that has stopped us from believing that there is hope in our lives. We need to take every dream that we have been that we have given up on because someone told us it's impossible. We need to take our children back from the hands of the enemy. Marriages that are being told there's no hope. Man trying to change the arrangement of God's creation. That same-sex marriages take precedence over what God has commanded. Our family is being divided and being ripped apart. We don't sit at the dinner table in fellowship. If we sit at the table, we got our iPhone, our tablet, a laptop in front of us. This world has allowed the technical devices to rule, and it's ripping families apart. All this is the way of our world today. Men replaced by a woman to mate with another woman. Women being replaced with a male to mate with a male. Just changing the whole dynamic of God arrangement of male and female. Then we got the body of Christ fighting each other and not uniting together, not even in united prayer. How can we pray for unity in the body of Christ when we are so divided? My spirit is vexed in this hour, and I've been crying it all day long, not because I'm sad, not because I got something going on, because I am just crying it out, because my people are being destroyed. My people are not paying attention. My people have closed their ears and their minds and their hearts off of God. We're not taking a stand, and we're going on about our business like we don't see what's happening. We're praying for possessions and husbands and wives and fine homes and cars and anything that can pump up our fleshly desire. When we should be praying first for the body of Christ. We should be praying for the unsaved, the hopeless, the homeless, the alcoholics, the drug addicts, and believers as well. They weren't born to be those things. Sometimes life just hand them a bond deal, and most of the time it's family members, it's people, and church folks. Everyone can't have oppression the same way. That's why Romans 15:1 say, we who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Well, someone that may be listening may be asking, why is it so important? It is important because Jesus is coming back, and he's coming back for his bride, which is the church. The church has to become the headquarters to reach the people. We're talking with our mouth, but our heart is action, showing something totally different. We got to humble ourselves. We got to repent. We need to get our hearts in the right place, and then unity can be restored. And everything that the enemy has stolen from us because of a deception, because we are looking the other way, because we are ignoring what is going on, then the enemy will have to release it all to us. When we face evil, instead of allowing evil to overcome, overtake us. We need to overtake evil. We need to bury evil dry bones. We need to not let it live and destroy us. We should destroy everything that's not of God, all the power that we have, that God has given us, because he said in his word, he's given us power and authority to tread over serpents and scorpions, and nothing by any means will hurt us. When evil see us, it should see fire. It should see destruction. It should see that I cannot cross those barriers. It should run from us, because they will see the wrath of God in and on us. This tonight is a direct word from God. And if we have died to hope, our dreams, our beliefs, trusting God, and see no way out except to die spiritually, if this is you, or if this is what's going on in you, someone you know like, then this word is for you. If you're not in that shape, then let this word be an encouragement for you. I want to share that with you, because the rest of this word should teach us how much impact we should have on the dead souls walking around in this world. Talk about this in Ezekiel. Ezekiel, whose name means strengthened by God. He was a prophet of the exile. His purpose was to comfort and encourage God's people, to reveal God's plan for their full and final restoration. Ezekiel was given the vision of the valley of the dry bones, and when Ezekiel received this vision, he found himself surrounded by the bones of the dead. Everywhere he looked, he saw dead people. He was commanded to preach to them. He was commanded to pray over them. And when he obeyed the Lord's command, Ezekiel saw these dead bodies being brought back to life. He saw the Lord's grave on display in that graveyard. And I just want to encourage you to know that dry bones can live again. Just like Ezekiel, we're surrounded by the dead. Everywhere we look, there's evidence of a spiritual death that dominates our world. Just like Ezekiel, we have been called to tell the dead that they can live. Where Ezekiel stood that day, his task must have seemed impossible. Yet he obeyed God, and the Lord blessed his efforts. And from where we stand today, with the destruction of Hurricane Harvey, many are feeling hopeless. Many are feeling like their lives has been taken right before their eyes. All they have built and achieved in their lifetime is gone. Then we got the task of reaching those who's dead in sin, which seems like an impossible task. But if we do as the Lord has commanded us, we will also see him bless our efforts. Just because you don't see the results right at that moment does not mean that God has shut you down. We serve a God who cares about you, who takes care of your every need. He will restore, he will replenish, and he will release all your needs. He will release all that you need, all that you want, and all that you desire. Never doubt God. Never put a limit on how much can be done. We need to find that one somebody to encourage, because many don't understand. When you forget self and bless someone else, the reward is so much greater for you. Sometimes we have to forget about ourselves so God can work on strengthening our faith and to bring nonstop blessings and favor in our lives. Just know that you are planting something in that person, and they will rise up at the appointed time. They will become what God has ordained in their life. If their life is dry, it will rise up and it will be resurrected. We should be able to sense the great need that the world around us has. And we should make sure that the world around us hear the gospel. We must have a clear vision of the condition in which this world finds itself. And that's just like Ezekiel. He saw what he saw was a valley full of dry, scattered bones. It was desolation, destitution, and devastation of Israel. Israel was in rebellion. They was in adultery and so much sin. They had broken their vows to God, and judgment was brought against them. And we're living in a world right now that's undergoing the same dilemma right now. We're living on adultery, sin, and rebellion. We're living on the desolation and destitution and devastation. We're breaking every one of God's vows and commandments. God is God, and his desire is that we understand what he's speaking to us. Verse 14 is the strongest desire of God, what he expects from us and what he's speaking to us in the scripture. And it says, I will put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it. When you live again, that is what God promises us. That's why God planned for the dead to live again. He's saying it in his word that he will arise, those dry bones can rise up. Your dry finances can be equipped with more than enough. Your dying health can be restored. He can resurrect every sickness in your body. We need to see some truth that speaks to our call to witness, to teach, to assist, to evangelize, pastor, whatever gifts you have, to a world filled with the living dead. Until now, we have a similar vision of the world which we live in. And we got to be stirred to action. And right now, it's not about your dry bones. It is about the dry bones that's drying in your bones. You cannot personalize this thing. You don't get the glory. The glory belongs to God. When you have been raised up from your dry bones, the instruction is that you have the dry bones still laying in the grave, and there's sinfulness to rise up. There's a price to pay for your servanthood, and it's not a cakewalk, but it's a reward from heaven. We need to see what Ezekiel saw. When he looked over that valley of dry bones, he saw bones that was dead, but yet he prayed for those bones. He prophesied to those bones. That's the same vision we need today as we look over a lost and a sinful, rebellious, dead world. As we look at our own situation that has died in our life, that we can rise up from any dead situation and we can tell the world how we are able to live again. Because God told Ezekiel to speak to the bones, speak new life, speak new order, to restore, to replenish, and reestablish their relationship with God. That's God's plan for the dead to live again. And it was so many bones in one place. And Ezekiel saw the aftermath of a great battle. And it must have broken his heart. Because here's a valley filled with bones of the dead, defeated by their enemies, left to rot where they fell. Ezekiel saw a vision of death on a massive scale. Isn't that what we see when we look at the world around us? Although the people around us may be living their lives, working their jobs, enjoying their hobbies, raising their families, while they may be charming and intellectual and reasonable and apparently fit, but if they do not know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, they are spiritually dead. Because Ephesians 2:1, Paul tells us that until the Holy Spirit quicken men and women to spiritual life, they are dead in trespasses and sin. This can be true of your husband, your wife, your parents, your children, your friends, your neighbors, your co-workers, even your church, your pastor. While they may be full of the physical, they can be dead spiritually. We do have some cardboard Christians walking around and being deceived by the enemy. They're not hearing God's voice. They're only hearing the voice of man that's satisfying their flesh and not their spirit man. We should pray and ask God to open our eyes, to help us to see the world around us as it really is. We turn our head to many ungodly things because we are following the crowd and not the Holy Spirit. We look for big names. We look for prestige. We look for big mega churches to hide our sinful lifestyle. It has a lot to do with how the church has fallen behind and become so divided. It has a lot to do with why the world is in the condition that it's in today, not allowing the Holy Spirit to enter in. It's too much competition with one another of insignificant things that would cause souls to continue to die to sin. Some want to be better. Some want to be higher and think they have arrived to where they need to be. Why are we ignoring things? The devil, why are we ignoring things, feeling things? Because John 4:35 says that is what Jesus said to his disciples. Say not me, there are yet 4 months and then come harvest. Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes, look upon the fields, and for they are white and all ready to harvest. We need to recognize when it's in the field. And right now, the fields are very, the harvest is very tender. So many people are just hurting. And right now, they just need to hear anything. They're in a position where they will accept what you are saying about Jesus. When we say we are a child of God, we're in the image of Christ. We're God's workmanship. We're God's anointed one. And you are a saint. We got to walk in the walk, and we got to let people see the Christ in us. You are on the front line, and you can't be missed. You're being watched closely under scrutiny. Because the bones Ezekiel saw were very dry. They had been on that valley floor under the merciful heat of the sun until they were sapped of all their moisture. And in that dead, dry condition, they were fit for nothing but to be gathered and buried. But God made it possible for Ezekiel. He anointed him to do just that. We need to recognize this is the very condition of our loss who live around us. Life is meaningful. But if they are all beat down, if they have lost hope, if they are in bondage, if they are seeking to get out, but they look to their own understanding. So God can use them for his glory. So we got to pray them through. We got to speak life into them. We got to give them the true word of God. We should ask the Lord to open our eyes to help us to see the devastation of the world around us. Israel was disrespected, disobedient, sinful, rebellious, and adulterous people. And many in our world are the same as Israel was, not realizing they are trapped in deception and sin, and they cannot escape. Not on their own. That's where we have to introduce them to Jesus, because he is the way. He's the truth and the life. He is the only way. See, many are spiritually dead, and they're devastated by their sins. Look at the family ruined by drugs and alcohol. They need someone to tell them a way out. Look at the family destroyed by sexual sin. They need someone to tell them about a better way. Look at the family that seems so happy, yet they are headed to hell. They need someone to warn them and to point them to the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to know who we are, and we need to be in position to help someone else, or we will not be moved to reach, be able to reach them without the gospel. We got to lead them to Christ. When we look at the hopelessness in the world, when we look at the restlessness of the nations, the upheaving in our culture, the horrible condition of our economy, the constant threat of war all speak to the fact that people are feeling hopeless and no one is telling them how to get out, because it's an world, a me world. And when there's peace in people's hearts, there's rest in their lives. When peace is missing, hopelessness takes place. If we're going to run this race, my brothers and sisters, we need to ask the Lord to help us to see the hopelessness of the lost that lives around us. And they will act out in ways that are ungodly. And that can be sometimes, that can be frightening. And yes, some may reject and oppose to hearing about God, but yet we have to know that it is due to their circumstances. We cannot be on the defensive against them. We got to remember people have dignity, and some of them also have pride. They just may have been dealt a bad hand. They may have just came out of losing their job. Their home, their family may have turned their back on them. They may have been kicked around so much that they're hopeless, and it may be just that their actions are pleas for help. I pray the Lord will give us a burden for the lost, for the dead, for the devastated and defeated people in their sinful lifestyle. I pray that we will tell them about a Savior who died to save them from their sins. I pray that we will be burdened by their condition to the point where we will do more than talk about it. I pray that we will come to the place where we will actually go to them and tell them about the only true source of hope. It's equal to a foolish preaching to a bunch of dry bones. What's more difficult than to confront a world of lifeless, useless, and hopeless men and women with the word of the gospel? Because Hebrews 4:12 tells us the word of God is quick and powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, of the joints and the marrow, and the discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. The lost world don't need to hear about our big, beautiful, mega church. The lost world don't need to know what denomination is, how good the preacher preached, our personal opinion. They need to hear the gospel of grace, the truth that Jesus died on the cross to save sinners. They need to hear that he rose again from the dead to save all who come to him. They need to hear that there is hope, love, life, and salvation in Jesus Christ. Because after Ezekiel preached and prayed to the dry bones, the Lord moved in power, and dead bones came to life. New birth was a supernatural event, and God is commanding us new life, and he has established new order in our lives. That's what my message that God has given me is about. It's about God's plan for the dead to live again. And I declare this day that God will raise those who are spiritually dead to new life in Jesus Christ. It is a sovereign event. It's amazing to experience it yourself and to be able to witness to others. We might remember that somebody cared enough to pray for us, to tell us about Jesus, so that our dead bones can live again. You want to receive God's blessing? Seek and reach out to those in need. Share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because God will honor his word. He will bless those who go about his work according to his will. We must remember, if it wasn't for the grace of God, and I mean the grace, the revolving grace, the never-ending grace of God, we could be like those dry bones in the dead. Can reaching out to the dead live again? Yes, it can, if we fulfill the mission by looking to the Lord for help and strength that we need. Let's rise up and give ourselves to the Lord completely and let him fill us with fire so we can reach into the heart of darkness and pull others to freedom by the awesome power of God. And as I was doing and being downloaded with this word from the Lord. There's a prophecy that the Lord has given me to release. And the prophecy is, I am raising up shepherds to go after what other shepherds wouldn't go after. The strayed, the crippled, the lame, the hopeless. I will call showers of blessings. I will call safety for them. They will no longer be a prey for the nation. They should yield their fruit. Earth will yield their increase. They will be safe in my care. They will know that I am thy Lord, thy God. The dead can live again. And that's my plan for my people. No matter what others say, what do I say? I am God, and there is none other beside me. Amen. I thank you, God, for enabling me to release that word, and that word is protected, and no interception of the enemy, that word will go forth for the intended persons that are to be blessed through this word. And I thank you, Father, and I'm going to close in prayer. Father, thank you that your word went forth, that you revealed our hearts to ourselves. Lord, we going to repent right now. If we've done anything against you that's unpleasant in your sight, we will repent if we hold anything against our brothers and sisters. Lord, cleanse us and deliver us and make us whole. And I pray right now, God, if there's any conviction in our spirit, remove it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that anyone don't know you as their Lord and Savior, that they will surrender themselves and they will ask for forgiveness, that they will be received into your welcoming home, and that you will restore their lives and you will bring them into that place what has been ordained in their lives. I just pray in this hour, if you don't know the Lord, please, please, I'm begging you, give your life to the Lord. That is your only way out. That's your only hope. You have tried everything and nothing has worked. But I'm here to tell you Jesus works, because you're listening at someone that's been there. And I know if he done it for me, he will do it for you. And Lord, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, you're worthy to be praised. And Father, I ask under the sound of my voice, and by the move of your Holy Spirit and consuming fire, that every person listening right now, that every need be met. Lord, I pray for dried up finances to be restored. I pray that peace and joy will reactivate themselves in each of our lives, that any sickness in our body, that it will dry up, that you will reach and tell them to get that cancer, give that diabetes, give that high blood pressure, give that heart disease, that kidney malfunction, the eyesight be restored, to give it all to Jesus right now. And by his stripes we are healed, by the symbol of the cross that took all our iniquities and our sins, that we are healed, that we are whole, that we are halves of your DNA. Lord, I pray that the world may be in a critical state of mess, but your promises and your word is standing firm, and nothing can stand up against you. Lord, I thank you, God, that you've given us another opportunity to be able to adhere to the plan that you have for the dead, that you're allowing us another opportunity to rise up from our death of sin and rebellion, and get it right with you. Lord, your word is standing firm, and nothing can stand up against you. I speak over every dream that has died to resurface and become a reality. Every hope that has died, that it will bounce back stronger and greater. We declare those souls that have died will be resurrected in the name of Jesus. Rise up, my brother. Rise up, my sister, because God has released his Holy Spirit to for you to be made whole and empowered. And tonight, Lord, we put all our trust in you because we know that you hold it all in your hands. And we lift up your name, your holy name. We honor you forevermore. We give you the praise. We live for you each and every day. We worship you. We bless your holy name. And I thank you, God, for the answered prayer. I thank you, God, that you're shifting the nation. You're shifting our president. Oh, God, thank you for the shift of the atmosphere. Oh, God, set the parameters in the atmosphere. Oh, God, let the atmosphere be in agreement to your will. And we just thank you this day, God. You are honorable in all ways, and we honor you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, the prayer that is not void. And I know that your word will do that, what you have sent it to do. We wait on your manifestation because it is done and it is so. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. I thank God for the word that has went forth. And I want to do something here. I thank you, callers that's on the phone line. It's just so good to have you to join in and hear what the Lord is speaking in this hour. And may God bless you for your listening ear. May God bless you for your patience. And I hope I didn't keep you too long, but I did tell you that there was a lot I needed to cover. And so I just appreciate you bearing patience to hear what the Lord is speaking in this hour. And what I want to do, I want to open up the phone line. And if anyone have anything that they want to interject or add to this word on tonight, the phone number is 323-792-2979. And I thank that person in the chat room. Thank you so much for joining in. I pray that you were blessed by this word. I pray that the word has penetrated your heart and that you have been blessed tremendously. And you're welcome to call in if you don't want to correspond through the chat room. The call-in number is 323-792-2979. And I thank God for enabling me to deliver this word. And I was blessed myself from the word. Even when I was studying this word and God was telling me what he wanted to be said, my heart kind of started grieving a little bit, because when you look at the way of the world and how people are moving, and look like the earth has slowed down tremendously, like people are just dying off, not physically dying off, but spiritually dying off. And it grieves my heart, because we serve an awesome God. And who would not want to serve an awesome God? Who would not want to be in a relationship with an awesome God? God don't want to lose us. He don't want to deny us. He don't want to say, well, this is my creation and I don't love them anymore. And God will always love us. I don't care what. He will love us right where we are. And so, you know, it don't take a whole lot. It just takes you having a made-up mind that you're going to follow Jesus, because he's the way and the truth, and he is the life. And so if you press 1, it will bring you into 2, and whatever you want to share. If you don't have anything you like to share, I just once again want to thank you so much for calling in and receiving this word on tonight. And don't just let me just tell you anything. Read the word for yourself. We came from Ezekiel 37, 1 through 7, and then we dropped down to verse 14. And you know, study that word. Because, you know, sometimes we can all read the same scriptures, and God will sometimes give us different revelation. It will all end up being the same meaning, but he will give us parts and bits of revelation out of that word. And so I just thank God for you. And one more announcement. If you would like to sow into this Blog Talk ministry, that the P.O. Box is 711463, Houston, Texas, 77271. P.O. Box 711463, Houston, Texas, 77271. And I pray that God will bless your seed and multiply. And I thank God because God is so good. I mean, he's my supplier. He meets all of my needs. And so how can I not want to honor him by sharing the word? And I just thank God for each of you. I thank you in the chat room. May God bless you. And please come back again. We're here every Tuesday at 7:30. And I'm not going to hold you any longer. I have a grandson that's at football practice, so I guess I need to get him. And so I just want to say God bless you, that the rest of your week will be blessed, that you will have a safe week, and I pray that God will bring the increase in whatever it is you need. If you need increase in discernment, that he will bring it, because in this season we need to have strong discernment, because there's so much deception out there. There's so much smoke screens being blown up, and it's to distract you from seeing what God is doing. And that's the enemy that's causing all this havoc, because he don't want us to receive our best from God. So I pray that your week is a good week, a safe week, a blessed week, a prosperous week, that your expectations are met. And I pray safe travel for you, and that your household is blessed, your finances is blessed, and your health is blessed. And I'm going to go out with this song by, I guess I'm going to do Erica Campbell, Need a Little More Jesus. I'm Prophet Shirley Kane with Randall Walker Jesus Ministry. And I just want to say be blessed and have a good night.